Since the mass shootings in Columbine, Colorado, schools have been developing and updating emergency plans like those for active shooters and watching them change as the events of the next school shooter surfaced. Buffalo Chief Operating Officer Kevin Eberle says he looks at the situation a little differently because he was once a cop before going into education. He says city schools, cops, and school security work closely with the alphabet soup of government agencies working here. Eberle says that's important.
Great collaboration with the mayor's office, Buffalo Police Department, Buffalo Fire, FBI. There's a seminar coming up at UB just next month. In the next 2 months, each year they go into training for all the different elements across the country that we reanalyze and bringing it back to, especially in the school setting, of what are elements we can put together to actually see how we can better ourselves each day.
Eberle says schools might have to look again at fire drills because the shooter in Florida set off a fire alarm to get the kids to storm out of school to be shot. And that's not the first time false alarms have been used to draw students toward waiting weapons. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.